little low on the science part. The only things that I would ask is that if people haven't sent their slide presentations that they presented at the CFAS meeting, to please send those to Jill. And I would like to request that I'm going to this meeting in Victoria, British Columbia, March 10th, and CFAS has a session there, and I'm going to kind of do an overview, and I would like to overview some of the projects that are not presenting at that meeting. So if you could send me two slides of your major findings so that I could include those, I would appreciate it. The only other things that I have to talk about or discuss is that I've contacted, I talked with Ken Warren about supplements for both Phil May and for Peter Hammond. And NIAAA is not in the position to give out any supplements until after there's an appropriation. So there's nothing happening on that front except that I've emailed Peter Hammond. And for those, Lori, Peter is a guy who does this facial recognition work on dysmorphic individuals. And he gave a very nice presentation at our meeting at Chapel Hill.
Good.
And so we wanted to get him involved in the CFAS. And so the Administrative Corps, I emailed him this morning and told him that the Administrative Corps would provide him some funds so that he could start. And collaborating with both Tatiana and Kathy Sulik on both the animals, the mouse model from the MRI and from the 3D facial imaging. So we'll wait to hear back from him to see how that gets going, but I'd like to get that started as soon as possible. And so far we've there were 9 developmental projects that we asked to submit further, a longer 10-page application. And I have not heard from the 10th one was the Swedish project, and I have not heard back from them except to acknowledge that they got my email asking for additional information about how they thought CFAS could help their project, since that was the one that was the genetic study. They already had 2,500 women enrolled in it, and that CFAS wasn't in the position in a developmental project to fund their long-term follow-up, because that was a 5-year follow-up, and these developmental projects are only 2 to 3 years. So I haven't heard back from them, and that's why there's only 9 out. And what we need to do now is to establish a committee to review those grants, which I think are due back April 1st. So am I right on that, Jill? Is it April 1?
Yes, that's correct.
So if you have any ideas about members of that review committee, and they, the last time, they're typically outside of CFAS. So if you could send me any names, I would appreciate that, so we could start setting up a review committee. Thank them, and we will fund as many as we can. We can either fund 2 at around 100 grand apiece or more if the budgets are more reasonable.
How many reviewers do you need, Ed?
I think we would probably like to have a committee of about 5. I think that's what we had last time.
And are those tracks still available somewhere, those proposals?
In the one page?
Right, from just the ones that are moving forward.
I haven't put together the ones that are moving forward. We could do that pretty easy and send those out if you want me to.
Yeah, if I could remember, think about who to recommend as a reviewer. I can remember some, but not all of them.
Good idea, Charlie. So, Jill, can we go through the longer list today, call out the ones that we asked not to, you know, that we told that we were not going to consider them further?
Got it.
Send out a shorter list?
Yep, no problem.
That's basically all the business that I had. And so Are there any concerns or issues? Are there any new progress that anyone wants to talk about or discuss?
I'll speak for the sheep project. There are actually two concerns. One, there's not anything we can do about Andy Hall, I guess, was not able to come for the sound work.
Right.
So
we tried to get his technician, or it's not really his technician, but a person who he had worked with previously on sheep to go there, but that didn't work out.
Right.
So I don't know whether Tim and he have talked about rescheduling, although, you know, this is not something that can just be done willy-nilly. It's that, you know, he's got to get the sheep pregnant. And then
they have to be ready at a certain time.
Yeah, and then they have to be ready.
When I talked to Tim, it was still in limbo, and I don't have any further information about that.
Yeah, so that we had to put on hold.
Do we know why the technician was unable to participate?
Well, he's in clinical. He's an MD, and he's in clinical practice, and he was going to try to fit it in on the tail end of a meeting he was attending, and that just didn't work out for him.
Uh-huh.
And so that's what happened there.
I see.
You know, we had about a two-week window when it would be possible for him to go, and he just couldn't fit it into his schedule. Andy does not have any technicians working with him currently, so he just couldn't send one of his people. He went back to a former colleague of his and asked if he would do it. And initially he was open to it, but the timing just didn't work out.
Right. And is Andy on the mend?
I hope so, because he's supposed to be in British Columbia in 3 weeks. So,
just don't go skiing when you're up there.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
The other, I got one other thing, Ed, unless you wanted to say more about the ultrasound.
Nope.
The other problem we've encountered, we had hoped to do the postmortem MRI scanning with the image acquisition with Stephen Wright, who's at A&M he's an engineer there that does structural imaging stuff. He's mostly interested in the engineering and physics of imaging. He's not really that interested in the applications, and that collaboration isn't working. So Tim and I have made the decision to approach this by doing the structural imaging here in Indiana, which we can do, and we have a group here that's certainly well suited to do it. I have to work out the logistics and budgeting of that within the context of our budget here, which I think we can do. But it does. I mean, it will make some sense. It just means that the brain will have to be shipped to us here, scanned in the scanner here, and then, you know, we'll dissect it and give parts of it to Feng Zhou to run the immunohistochemistry, and the rest of it will go to cell counting, as was already planned. So rather than doing the image acquisition at A&M, it's going to be done up here. And we have a few more details to work out about how that will be done, but we have the personnel basically identified that will be doing that.
Okay. All right, someone else joined us, I think. I heard a click or beep.
My phone's here.
Oh, hi. All right, so are there any other comments, concerns, progress, or that the rest of the basic science group needs to know about? Like I said, it was going to be a short meeting.
Ed, I've got a couple questions. This is Dale.
Sure.
So coming back to the review of the developmental projects, how will that be done to kind of assure some continuity in scoring? I assume it's not a face-to-face sort of arrangement. And then I'm wondering, are the scientific advisory board members, are they eligible to review? And has there been any change in the scientific advisory board membership?
I have not worked on the two additional members. For those, Jim West and Marty Teicher have both asked to come off Marty's having some personal issues, and Jim is going more fully into retirement. And so we need to replace those two members. In the past, what we did, Jim put together a committee, Jim West, put together a committee last time of outside people. He sent them the projects. They ranked those projects, and then they had a conference call to discuss them, to kind of bring people in line and to discuss, you know, any of the discrepancies in the rankings. We didn't have much of a problem last time with that.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And then he comes back. I was going to ask Dan to do it this time, but Dan has conflicts with two of the nine projects.
Yeah.
So I
think we should all try to suggest names, if you haven't already thought of people, for the new members of the Science Advisory Board. But even if you're able to identify people who are willing to do it, you'll have to go, I think, beyond that to get your five.
I mean, Jim put together a committee that where he was the only member of CFAS involved in the reviews. So they were outside, but Jim, as a member of the Science Advisor, he chaired that committee. One of the names that I was thinking of putting forward was Joanne Weinberg. And I don't know how people feel about that, whether she would be a good addition or not. And the only reason I'm hesitant to do it is because she was a reviewer last time. Served, and I didn't want there to appear any conflict. So, but I might ask her or ask Jim again and see if Jim will simply do the review committee, even though he's retiring and wants off to chair that review committee. And then what we need are, you know, four other names of people that encompass the span of the developmental projects, which are both clinical and basic science, to kind of rank order and have that conference call and then, you know, give us the rankings sometime prior to the RSA meeting.
Well, I don't recall specifically which 10 were solicited, so I wonder if it would be helpful if we had that information to think about people with the expertise.
Jill's going to put together those 10 one-pagers that were submitted and then send those out to everybody.
Right.
And then people can send me in names as possible reviewers. Does that make sense?
Sounds good.
Dale, you had some other issues?
No, that was it. I kind of bundled them all up together.
Okay. All right, so I'm pleased to report that the Dysmorphology Core database appears to be up and working, so if people want to look at any of that, that's available. The Neurobehavioral database is also up and appears to be running. The demographic one and alcohol questionnaire one are what they're working on now, I believe, and hopefully those should also be up soon. So the informatics core, and if anyone from the informatics core is on, they can correct me. I think it is moving toward completion of the more clinical projects. So if people have things that they would like them to start considering, you know, for 6 months down the road for the basic science projects, to just let me know. That's about it, I think. Michael, do you have any other issues of grand scope, or
No new issues. I think we met recently, and things are sort of heading in the right direction.
Yeah, I think the progress on the basic science projects are going along pretty well. I don't see any major stumbling blocks, and if there's anything that the administrative corps can do to assist any of the projects, to please let me know. Other than that, I think we just met last month, so.
Ed, do you have I know you said at the meeting that you would, we were going to defer when the next meeting would be. Is that largely going to be driven at this point by your perception of how the clinical projects are coming along?
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'm just tired of meetings where I've been hearing, you know, for from the clinical projects that we're going to do this. And I really don't see any point in getting together to say what they plan on doing. I think it's more or less, here's what we have. So we had a reasonable call the other day, and I think people are aware that they need to get the subjects recruited that they said they were going to recruit. Jill put together a little database. And Dale, did you receive that?
I did indeed, yep.
And you could understand it?
Yes, yes, quite clear.
Of exactly how many subjects people intended to enroll in their project, how many subjects they've enrolled to date. And, you know, overall, it's not high, given where we are in terms of being a year and a half into this. And so they've kind of been put on notice of how many subjects they need to recruit by the end of this year. And as that table fills in, then I think that's when we'll decide when the next meeting is going to be. Now, if the basic science group wants to get together at RSA, we can certainly arrange that.
Okay.
So,
well, I one of the things I was going to suggest that both not only for the members like myself that you put on primarily for the basic science, but I think all the advisory committee members ought to be kept apprised of this progress. So if there's a, you know, if you've got a database or some kind of timeline thing that's being developed, I would appreciate getting a copy of it as well, and I would recommend you give it to all the science board members.
Everyone will. At the meeting when we decided to put this up, I gave the clinical projects until April 1st.
Okay.
So that I didn't want to embarrass anybody.
Sure.
And so I told them that we would hold off publicly distributing this or making it available on the web until April 1st. And Dale needed to know, so that's why he was sent a preview.
Okay.
But I agree. I mean, I think that's the reason we're having that, is so that people can see an up-to-the-minute recruitment effort on the part of the basic, on part of the clinical science project. So after April 1st, everyone will have that.
Okay.
Anything else? Well, then I guess we can all get about our day and try to get things moving along.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now.